It's the E-Commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Masterplan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It is, as always, a pleasure to have you here listening to us. I'm Chloe Thomas, creator of the E-Commerce Masterplan. I'm an author, speaker, and consultant, and I focus on e-commerce business strategy and marketing. I'm going to dive straight in today and introduce you to our special guest. Adam Purser is the Managing Director at Classic Sailing, who sell holidays on traditional sailing vessels all over the world. The business has been going for 20 years and has adapted really well to take advantage of the content possibilities of online selling. They've now reached the point where they're sending over 1,000 people each year to sea. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Chloe.
I've just given our listeners a very quick overview of you and your business and where you are now. So how did you get started in e-commerce?
It goes back to about 1982 when actually I started in direct selling of dolls houses, which was my previous business. And when I sold that, I bought a boat. Both were wooden products, so I bought a boat made of doll's houses, which is a bit strange, but there you go.
I was wondering what the connection was there, because doll's houses to full-size sailing vessels, that's a big old leap, not much of an overlapping customers.
No, but it's the same thing. It's not face-to-face selling, you have to sell indirectly. And as we started in 1997, the internet was in its infancy, and that was the way for us to go.
So Classic Sailing was online from day one?
Yes.
Wow. That was a big decision back in 97.
It was, but we tried an advert in the Sunday Times, which was about three lines of text for £600, and it got us all of two inquiries. You can imagine that's not an economic success.
Not really.
So we built our own website. And in those days, you could get to the top of the search engine, if there was one, with about half an hour's tweaking. It takes about 6 years now.
Yeah. And you've got to be very careful that tweaking doesn't send you straight back to the bottom again these days as well.
Correct.
So how many, just out of interest, how many websites have you gone through since 97?
In the early days, we used a Microsoft front page, and that would change about every 6 months. For about the last 7 years, we've been on a PHP website, content management site, and we're on our second iteration of that, which is now 4 years old. And this year, we'll be going to a mobile version.
Ooh, exciting times, getting into those mobile customers. So that's where you are at the moment. You're planning that new site. You're in the UK, aren't you? And where do your customers come from?
Well, we're based here in Cornwall, and our customers are predominantly UK, mostly in the southern half, but not exclusively. But we have customers from China, Japan, New Zealand, South America, North America, lots from Europe, so pretty much globally.
Oh, wow. And you send those customers globally as well. So do you want to say a little bit about that product, those voyages?
Yeah, well, we go from Antarctica in the south with a tour ship sailing there to another tour ship sailing in Spitsbergen, another one in Iceland, another one in Greenland. Majority of our vessels in the Northern Hemisphere summer are in Europe and England, Scotland, Cornwall, Spain, Mediterranean, all over the place.
Pretty much something for everyone, whether you want to go very, very cold or very, very hot.
Correct.
And whether it's a day trip or a... what's the longest one you're sailing at the moment?
3 months.
So customers who just want to leave it all behind for 3 months, they can just come through to you and... Wow. Yeah. So what does the product look like, Adam?
The product is really sexy to put on the internet. Tall ships sailing in the romantic places, tropical sunsets, palm trees, bikini-clad gentlemen on the beach. sorry about my sense of humour. Just obviously the vessels go to where it's scenic. You know, we're not going to sell sailing voyages out of the Humber in particular. or anywhere where there's a lot of heavy industry. We're always going to be in scenic, wonderful places, and you put a tall ship in there and Bob's your uncle.
And you do locations from the very cold to the very hot?
Correct, yeah, yeah. In the Northern Hemisphere winter, we have vessels in the Cape Verde, Canaries, Caribbean, and obviously going down to Antarctica because it's the Antarctica summer in our winter.
Excellent. And we've already talked about the platform that you're on. Do you use any widgets or plugins within that? So merchandising reviews, that sort of thing?
Not particularly. We have a difficulty in that we work with 17 vessels and the product isn't particularly fully in our control. So we've looked at TripAdvisor, but we haven't actually gone down that road at the moment. Obviously, there are reviews on Facebook, which we encourage and monitor, and that's pretty good for us.
Yeah, so you said you don't entirely control the product. Are you kind of like a holiday booking agent?
We're a niche market travel agent, I suppose.
But you do own one of the boats yourselves?
We do. We own Eva St. Moore's, and the fact that my name is Adam is slightly related. We've been sailing here for, it was our first boat, and that's what we built the business on, basically.
Okay, so there's quite a wide range of sailing options there. So how do you kind of tie all that together?
We tie it together under the umbrella of traditional sailing on boats with bowsprits, and that pretty much defines all the vessels that we work with. It's always a hands-on experience. And we've built up an expertise in the area, hopefully second to none.
So for our non-sailing listeners, we're talking big wooden boats with massive sails, several masts, and the bowsprit being...
sticking out the front. It's a bit like a mini with a long ladder on it. At the top, sticking out the front. It's quite a dangerous item when you're manoeuvring in close quarters. So it's kind of an interesting piece of kit.
So if anyone thinks back to films where they've got people kind of like historical dramas set on board wooden sailing ships,
that's what we're
talking about, isn't it?
The most recent one is Heart of the Sea. Is that the one?
Oh, I don't know. I'll take your word for it, though.
It's the one based on Moby Dick. Anyway, there is one of our vessels in that.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Cool.
So that's the most recent one. But lots of the vessels have been in lots of different films, etc.
So what's the team that you've got there running all of this?
How do you mean, people?
Yeah. Who are your humans working behind humans. The scenes okay. to make all this happen? And, and are you outsourcing anything as well?
Yeah. Okay. We are a very small, close-knit team, which is in a process of rapid change at the moment, all for good reasons. Debbie and I who founded the business 20 years ago, are the directors. We do a lot of the marketing and social content, management content. And then we have Georgia in the sales department and Tom, who's the skipper of Eve. But that's all due to change by the end of the month.
Oh, right. Okay. And how it? Am I allowed to ask how it's changing and what the drivers are behind it?
Now, Georgia's going on to a new job and a new career. She's been with us 5 years and we're very happy for her. And it's been good for her. We've done a lot of training together. And Tom is going to go off and do something different. We've already everybody pretty much in place to cover those changes. And we're really looking forward to working with a new lady in the office who's got a lot of expertise and drive.
Oh, cool. So have you taken, with people leaving in such a small business, I often think it's an opportunity to go, right, actually, their jobs have evolved. If we were to start from scratch, what would we put in place? So have you taken that opportunity?
Very definitely, yeah. We were really, really pleasantly surprised by the quality of applicants, and we had advertised for a sales and marketing assistant, and what we're going to end up with is a sales and marketing manager, more or less.
So that's
absolutely brilliant.
So it's so marketing's won, I guess, in the in the flip round.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all listening to this because we're marketing, and if we ain't marketing, we ain't doing anything.
Excellent. Well, I always like to hear that marketing's winning when there's an HR switch around, because as you said, quite frankly, if you're not busy marketing your business, then you're not going to, you know, keep growing and keep surviving. Yeah. And also, unfortunately, marketing is getting ever more complex.
Yep.
And more time consuming to keep on top of and to do well. So it's kind of, you've almost got to expand marketing or you're going to end up falling behind. So Adam, that's been great to kind of run through where Classic Sailing is at right now. But what do you think is the most awesome thing about, the one most awesome thing about the business right now?
We've made giant strides in the last, 18 months in our branding and awareness of Classic Sailing as a brand. And that is mostly due to Facebook. And we have likes and posts that go to nearly 100,000 people. And
wow.
It's just absolutely amazing.
And is that naturally 100,000 or is that paid 100,000?
Oh, no, that's naturally.
There's various apologies to anyone who's just crashed their car on hearing that, because there are many business people who you know, they hear all the time that natural engagement on Facebook is dead, but how do you think you've managed to get that level of engagement?
It's for us, it's particularly strong when we post an image of a tall ship sailing from aloft. And particularly if you post it directly via Facebook, because that's, they want to build their video platform, obviously, and they just, it just goes wild. It's, you know, it's the closest thing to a viral that we've ever had, and it's just extraordinary.
So you're playing Facebook's game by doing what they want you to do, and then it's just fantastic, gorgeous, beautiful content that makes the sailing lover's heart flutter.
Yep. And we had a record boost in new likes and bookings. It takes a long time for bookings to come through for us, but we could tell what had happened. It had been successful.
So one video, you can see it definitely. One great piece of content out on Facebook directly impacted your bookings.
Definitely.
Nice. Very nice. Mm-hmm. And that's just so as everyone kind of can start taking these ideas forward themselves. That's literally about knowing your customer and what they like to see, finding the content that fits, and then putting it out there.
Yeah.
Is it that simple?
Yeah, a bit of luck in it as well.
it sounds simple, doesn't it? But I suppose you've got 20 years of understanding the customer and understanding the product behind you.
Hopefully.
Well, you must. You've definitely been there for 20 years. So
yeah.
I reckon that's more than a hope, that one, Adam.
Yeah, okay.
So what's on your radar, your to-do list at the moment?
Well, obviously the big project for us is to create a new image and a mobile-friendly website. We have over 2,500 pages of content, and so it's a huge, huge task. We've taken advice on how to do it, and also we're putting resources not only into the actual web development side but into staff to change the content and all that sort of stuff. So it's a big project, we know that we can get bookings actually on a mobile phone, so it's going to be really worthwhile.
So at the moment, despite, I'm guessing the website doesn't work particularly well on mobile, you're getting those bookings, which is always a good sign that it's going to be worth investing the time in a mobile version.
Yeah, so that's absolutely true, yeah.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned you had over 2,000 pages of content there, which I know many people will be kind of bowled over by. they'll also be thinking, or from what I know about, you know, the industry you're in, that travel industry, is that all your stock is basically perishable. So, you know, you're not in control of whether that boat comes to you or where that boat goes. You've got, you know, when that voyage is gone, it's gone. And I'm guessing, given you're kind of a booking agent, you've also got the problem of if you don't sell that, the boat owner might.
Correct.
So there's very much limited stock. It's perishable. It's time dependent. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a land grab almost. But yet still you're investing all that time and energy in creating the content. So how do you go about deciding what content to create with that as your product background?
It's there's a lot of knowledge that people would like to know about the old type of sailing. So there's a lot of content we can write, and we've been writing it, building this site in essence for 7 years. We all enjoy writing and creating stuff for it. In actual fact, the website contains 5,000 pages. The other 2,500 pages are voyages or past voyages. So I was only giving you the bits we've got to work with to change.
Oh, my word.
And obviously, that's given us a huge amount of content that the search engines enjoy finding. And just building that website year on year on, probably, I don't know how many pages we're producing a week, but it's just always all the time we're adding to it, and it's all grist to the mill.
And given you've got that much content, how much do you think, how much of your content effort do you think is put into updating what's already live versus creating new?
We obviously try to automate a lot of the stuff that we have. We can clone it, we can put blocks of text from one place to another. And we try to write it in such a way that things aren't datable. It's not always possible when you've got the biggest maritime festival in the world in Brest in 2016. It's going to be a little different from the one that was in 2012. So, yeah, there are datable sections to it, but we try to avoid that as much as possible.
So it's kind of you write the content so as you shouldn't ever have to update it, but you know which ones you need to go back and tweak.
Correct. And obviously every page has a monitoring system on it, so we can prioritise them for updating, etc.
So would you say, kind of going back to that perishable stock angle of things, that you're focused more on creating content that's generically appealing to the sailing audience, to your sailing audience, because obviously it's not the whole of the sailing world, rather than evangelising about specific boats? So you're talking about the experience and addressing the questions people would have and all that kind of stuff about voyaging on traditional sailing boats generally, rather than here's Ida Franson, she's going on this voyage.
It's very difficult. We have to cover so many things. Obviously we have to have very good information on the vessels, and most of them have a history to tell, and it's a lovely story. And we have stories to tell about particular voyages, but we also are involved in what I call destination marketing. When we have a group of vessels in a particular area year after year, then we can boost our marketing in those areas by joining in visitor sites to that particular region. For instance, we have members that visit Scotland, visit Cornwall, and we're looking at becoming members of something in the Canary Islands.
So you're both appealing to the person who's going sailing and to the person who goes, I want to go to the Canaries, what can I do when I get there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. And one last question around the content side of things. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of our listeners have heard me droning on about content for a while now and about how important it is. But as someone who's created quite so much, do you have a couple of kind of top tips for the rest of the listeners if they wanted to maybe start out with content?
Just learn as much as you can about your product. The more you get into your product and can describe it and the ins and outs of it, and be quite honest about things that are difficult. The thing that most people worry about, if they've never done it, about going to sea is being seasick. So you have to address those problems in an honest way, and so that people know that you're being honest with them and not trying to pull the wool over their eyes.
So we won't find an article on Classic Sailing saying, there's no seasickness on our boats, you'll be fine.
It's... I think it's even mentioned in our frequently asked questions section somewhere, but I can't always remember everything that's been written.
Yeah, but you're totally right. You do have to address those issues up front.
Yeah.
And customers will trust you more for actually addressing the issue and trying to help them with it rather than brushing it under the carpet.
Yeah.
Okay, Adam, what I'm going to do now is I think we're going to head into the top tips round, which is mm-hmm. a section that I love because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Mm-hmm. So the first one is the book top tip.
Okay.
If everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
It's quite an old book now, and it's called Lateral Thinking. and it's by Edward de Bono, and it set up the whole start of thinking out of the box, whatever you want to call it, just thinking about your problems and looking at it from a different direction, brainstorming, whatever you want to call it. It was the book that started me, and what I enjoy doing is having a problem to solve and then going, let's look at it this way and just seeing what comes out of it. So that was a book that's had a big influence on my life.
Oh, excellent. That's not one I've come across before, so I'm sure lots of our listeners will be interested to grab their copy.
I'm showing my age by telling you about that
one. Hey, there are some phenomenally good books written 10, 20, 30, hundreds of years ago, in fact. So we have had Machiavelli and... And Sun Tzu, I think, recommended before, The Art of War. So this is definitely not the oldest book we've had. No. We've had added to the list. The traffic top tip next, then. Which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
That's a very difficult question. For us, it has to be content, because that's what we do well on, what we have a lot of. We are limited in time resources, so we found, for instance, that Facebook is good for us, but we know that we should be doing YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest of them. But for us, content is definitely king.
Excellent. So the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, a social media plugin, a phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient day to day?
It's called Fantastical. And it's an iPhone app. It's a calendar, diary, and reminder that works the best I've ever come across. And you put it on your laptop, your iPad, or your phone, and it's all automatic. Obviously, links through to the other. It will integrate with Google and Apple Diaries. It's just fantastical.
That's not what I've come across. It may well be because I'm an Android girl, not an iGirl. It amazes me how many times in the tool top tip section we get, you know, just day management and task management tools. It's still the thing that people struggle the most with, I think.
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Excellent. So the startup top tip, if you met someone this weekend who's thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first tip for them?
Find a product you enjoy and just get right into it, and as I said before, learn all about it so you know all the ins and outs. That way you'll have a lasting product, not something that's going to come and go as a fad. That would be my tip.
Something you actually enjoy, I think, is such important. Because, you know, in this day and age, you've got to write the content. And if you don't like it, people are going to read straight through that.
Yeah.
Masterplan World, you can find these top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by going to ecommercemasterplan.com/41. That's the number 4, followed by the number 1, as I revert to the bingo caller yet again. Adam, I have one final top tips question for you, which is, if your business didn't exist, which e-commerce business would you like to be running?
Scilly Flowers. It's flowers from the Isles of Scilly. It's a lovely product. It's a lovely place to live. And in my mind, there's a lot of potential there that they haven't grasped yet. They do exceedingly well. But I think there's some tricks in the book that they could benefit from.
Excellent. So a lifestyle choice as well as a business choice.
Yeah, sorry, that's the way I am.
No, there are no wrong answers to that one. And I like that as an angle. As someone, you know, who chose to move down to Cornwall despite working in this e-commerce industry. And how many weird looks I get from people going, "What? How far are you from London?" It's fine, I'm here all the time. Well, lifestyle's important.
I think. We're about 10 miles south of you.
Yes, yeah, I should probably have mentioned that. This is the closest to my location interview we've done. We've done interviews with Australia, we've done interviews with America, Many around Europe, many around the UK, but Adam is only about 10 miles away. If
in fact,
that.
If you speak up, I can probably hear you.
Yeah, I'll send a flare up in a minute.
Okay.
So, Adam, before we say goodbye, would you like to let our listeners know where they can find you and your business on the web and social media?
Okay, well, we're known as Classic Sailing, and the web address is all the W's classic-sailing.co.uk, and any search with the words Classic Sailing will bring us up at the top of the list. If it isn't, come back to me and I want to know why. We have a Facebook page which will also come up if you search for Classic Sailing. And we have, what else do we have? I suppose that's about it, really.
We'll put those two up there for you.
Telephone number?
I can add the phone number if you want us to.
We'd like to speak to people. It's 0044 1872 580022.
That's the first phone number we'll be putting up on a show note. So you've stolen a march on that one, Adam, definitely. In before the others. So I'll add the phone number and links to everything else we've been talking about today in the show notes. Masterplan World, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/41, or just go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use the search box. Adam, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and for being so generous sharing your experience with us.
It's been great fun. Thank you very much, Chloe.
What a fascinating chat with Adam, someone who really does know e-commerce inside out, as he's been involved in it for so long. It's a new challenge to all of you. See if you can get your content pages up to over 2000 mark. And some great tips from Adam there on how to get started with your content. Plus, I do recommend you go and take a look at the Classic Sailing Facebook page to see the sort of content they've got and how well they're making it resonate with their listeners. It really is great. A great example of how you can still get natural interaction on Facebook without having to pay for it. In case you haven't already got your copy, my new ebook, or new-ish now ebook, How to Get More New Customers to Your Website, is still available for free on the website. That's all 11 pages of great advice for growing your e-commerce business. If you want a copy, just head to the website and you'll see the sign-up form. For now, though, have a great week, everyone, and don't forget to keep optimizing. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Master Plan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.